Cambridge Breakfast with Mr. and Mrs. Clark's Gallery. Contemporary art in Cambridge from Hockney, Hurst and Warhol.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As we've been hearing, Cambridge United majority owner Paul Barry says the club need to appoint the right manager for this stage of their development. It follows the sacking of Mark Bonner yesterday morning. I think it happened round about an hour or so. I guess he possibly would have known at this time yesterday. We found out about it, I think, round about 10, 11 o'clock time. And here to talk about it all is Tim Armitage. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much. Was this a surprise?
It's interesting. I was shocked we actually did it, but probably not a surprise. I think it was one win in 13 before Lincoln, and another poor performance really sealed his fate.
I guess you can't pin it down to individual games, because there was that drubbing by Peterborough a couple of weeks back, and then, as you mentioned, Tuesday night's game to Lincoln. Do you think they would have made their minds up at the board of Cambridge United before Lincoln?
It's difficult because it happened. We got very short notice that it was going to happen. I think we got the email around about 10, and they said they were announcing it at 10 past 10. So it was one of those things that came up very quickly. I wonder whether there was a meeting after the Lincoln game to finalise it. But obviously, they'd have been looking at it for a while because of the poor performance. But the interesting thing is, of course, he's only just 2 months ago signed a long-term deal with them.
That's always the worst thing, I think, that anybody can ever do. Well, there's lots of worse things than anybody can ever do in football, but one of them is to sign a new contract. You know it's not going to go well after that.
It's interesting because I suspect it wasn't cheap getting rid of Mark because of the contract, and it also raises questions. If we were happy with him two months ago, you know, what's changed? Yes, you look at the current run of results and it's been very poor, but we had a very poor run, even worse than this last year, and in the end we managed to save ourselves from relegation.
I guess it's the worry it doesn't happen this time, isn't it? Really?
I think that's it, yeah. The stomach for another fight like that is, it was so close, it was down to the last game of the season. We don't want to go through that again, especially since we're on paper, at least, we've got a stronger squad.
Do you think that he'd have gone sooner had it not have been for the history that he had with the club? And that history goes back, I think, 20 years plus.
Yeah, 2002, I think he was first at the club. Yes, I'm sure, absolutely sure it would have gone sooner had he not been who he is. And the association with United at all different levels across different parts of the club. And the fact that he got us up from League Two, and we had our best FA Cup result that magic day against Newcastle at St James's Park. So, you know, I'm sad to see him go. He's a really, really nice person. He has so much time for the club and everything associated. He's a huge fan of the foundation. Famously phoned supporters who were struggling during COVID lockdown, always visiting schools, encouraging the team to visit schools as part of the foundation work. And generally just, you know, a really nice guy. You often see him after games talking to the younger fans at the side of the pitch, getting photos with them and everything. So I think, you know, it's a sad loss. It's a sad way to end his career at United. But of course, he said, you know, one day every manager gets sacked, because not any manager can't keep on producing the results that other people get used to.
No, and maybe sometimes switching the manager is what's needed, whoever it happens to be in charge. I guess a lot of clubs seem to these days switch their managers all too quickly, but he must have been one of the longest serving managers in the whole of the league.
I can't remember whether he was certainly in the top three, but he may have even been the number one manager.
I guess what happens next? I noticed that there is the bookies, at least I think they have their man, Neil Harris. What do we know about him?
Well, I personally don't know a lot about him, actually. I mean, it's interesting. The bookies, I mean, the day after it happens, they come out with all sorts of people. In fact, if you look, I think at the moment, Danny Cowley is number one in the bookies odds, depending on who you actually look at, and probably his brother Nicky as well, because they are the Cowley brothers and they go around managing clubs together. They've just left Portsmouth. I think they got the boot in January after a reasonable run there. So they would certainly be serious candidates. Gareth Ainsworth, Wickham's been mentioned. So I think there's a lot will be seen on the bookies market at the moment, because of course if there's a manager without a job, they get linked to every job that comes up.
Has anybody mentioned Neil Warnock yet?
And the people literally mention anyone and everyone. If a manager's not working, they will be part of the speculation for who's going to get it. I don't know at the moment. I just hope in the end it turns out to be the right move. You know, these things can go really well. These things can go really badly. Yeah. But at least they've got time.
Of course. And this is the fight, of course, to stay in League One for them, isn't it?
It is, and it's important because, of course, we're investing a lot of money in the infrastructure at the club. We bought our own stadium. There's a plan being submitted sometime next year for how that's going to develop. It's going to be a long-term development that's going to see us stay there throughout the entire development. We've also ploughed a lot of money into the training facilities at Clare College Sporting Grounds. Gives us really, really, I was down there having a look at it just only a week or so ago with Mark, and it's fantastic. It's one of those things that people will come along who are thinking of joining Cambridge and see how serious we are. But of course, the crowds are up because of the success that we've had. The difficulty is, if we go down, do those crowds stay or do they disappear? Does it start to put more financial pressure on the club?
Has the any other players made any comments as yet, or are they under instructions to keep quiet?
I would suspect that A, they wouldn't want to, but also they almost certainly will be under instructions not to talk to anyone about it. I think it's very raw, and you know, it's a very difficult thing for everybody at the club, so they certainly won't be making any comment anytime soon, I don't think.
And next match the Saturday afternoon, I guess it'll be. Who's in charge for that?
Barry Corr, I think, will officially be the head man, but it's him and Kevin Betsy who are the two assistants. It's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, second round of the FA Cup, we'll be looking to get through that to get into the third round and hopefully a big draw.
Dead cat bounce, do you think? Will they pull something back?
Yes, people believe in the new manager bounce or what, the change bounce, and it's certainly possible. I mean, the side is not a bad side, it's just not playing very well at the moment. So we'll have to wait and see, but it's not ideal preparation for it, unfortunately.
Do you think that give it, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, maybe a few more years, do you think Mark Bonner will come back sometime and have a second spell at United?
it's always a hard one. I don't like managers returning to clubs. I think
ask Peterborough, you know, United. That's fine.
you've got a legacy. Do you want to come and try it on? I think he'll pick up a new role somewhere, and hopefully do really well at that. And I think, you know, he was touted as being a manager in League One and beyond at one stage.
I know we were worried somebody'd pinch him, and maybe they will. You see, here's the thing. What we need to do is when he gets a post somewhere else in the future, as to whether or not he then goes on and goes to even greater things. I don't know. It depends on the kind of club he ends up at, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think he's obviously restricted in the playing budget. We can't necessarily get the players we want to get. I don't think it's a sign that he's not a good manager. I think he's just having a bad time of it at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tim, thank you very much for your time, as always. Was it good at the office party last night, by the way? I didn't realise that was still a thing, but...
Oh, yeah. It's very, very, very good. We were all treated to good food in the Londoner Hotel, just off Leicester Square.
Very nice. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Are you working from home today?
I'm working from bed at the moment.
Okay. Tim Armitage, a presenter from the Terraces, which you can listen to either live Sunday at 1 o'clock, or perhaps you can catch up with it later on the radio player. But Tim, thanks very much for chatting with us this morning. Tim Armitage on the departure of Mark Bonner from Cambridge United yesterday, on the possible managers, replacement managers to add to the list. Media Mail is suggesting Lucy. Yeah, I think they could be onto something there.
Cambridge Breakfast with Mr. and Mrs. Clark's Gallery. Contemporary art in Cambridge from Kusama, Emin and Riley.
Cambridge 105 Radio.